Broadcast live from the greatest city in the world, and now across the country, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, we take calls, we give takes, we fight you, and we have fun, and it's the fastest 2 hours of your day. Bart, what's up, brother? You ready for this?
Let's do it. I was born ready.
Wait.
Oh, okay.
How are you not going to say anything with your chest right out of the gate? Everybody knows you as the can't wait guy. Everybody has you on their phone. They have you on their phone. And you're going to come out going like, this is going to be great. I mean, who are you, full force all of a sudden? You look tough but sound like a mouse. Let's go.
Burning houses. What's up, big fella? Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year as well. And we, like I said, we do take calls. So first of all, first and foremost, of course, Bart and Hahn at ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on Bart and Hahn show up here on the Goodyear Hotline, and Jay Will going to join us at the bottom of the hour. We got some NBA to talk with him.
Jay Weezy.
Out of the gates. And by the way, the number, 888-729-3776, 888-SAY-ESPN. It's going to take a minute to get used to. Right out of the gate, though, we do have breaking news in the NFL. Adam Schefter, Jake Trotter reporting. The Cleveland Browns have to close their facility again. Third time now in 4 days.
The curse
after
of the
Mayflower. Isn't it? I mean, it's incredible. Another positive COVID-19 test within the organization. They have to go through the contact tracing again. They play the Steelers in a playoff game, their first playoff game in 2 decades, and they played on Sunday night. And it's just amazing if you think about it, that fan base and what they've gone through in Cleveland with that team and how they've waited so long for this. And how COVID-19 now continues to sort of hover around this team. And as we were talking about this before the show, we do know, though, that once it gets into a locker room, it does take a few days, like we saw with Baltimore, to get through it.
Well, maybe Baker can shoot another commercial. I mean, he's spent his time very well. I tell you what, you know, the curse of the Mayflower. Not only do they have to face an opponent that has had their number, an opponent that they just faced last week, you know, an opponent that you talk about has been however long it's been, that opponent last time that put them out was the Pittsburgh Steelers. And that's the last thing you need is not have a short week where you can get together and try and come up with a game plan, because the hardest thing to do is beat a team 2 times in a row, especially when you had to empty the tank. If you're Cleveland, you had to empty the tank to figure out how you was going to get into the playoffs. So now the Steelers have seen how you want to attack them, and now they can change things up, and you have to figure out how you're going to adjust to the adjustment. And you're trying to do that maybe potentially without your head coach. Stefanski has it. So,
yes.
You know, is he going to pull one of these?
Yes, well, Kevin Stefanski, just to make it clear, Kevin Stefanski, again, it's Jay Trotter and Schefter reporting this. Kevin Stefanski, 2 additional members of the coaching staff, and 2 players have tested positive for COVID-19. Not available to be part of the game on Sunday. And that is, of course, if the game remains as scheduled, which, of course, remains to be seen. They shut down a facility. I'm sorry, it was the 5th time in 10 days. I said 3rd and 4th, that was last week. The 5th time in 10 days to keep doing this contact tracing. Like, your head coach not available to you. We don't know who the players are yet, at least I haven't seen yet who the different players might be in this. But you're talking about a playoff game that people have been waiting for a long time in Cleveland, and against a rival like the Steelers, and this is going to happen, and you've got to find a way to endure and fight through it.
And I mean, you talk about the degree of difficulty just, you know, being multiplied by pi. You know, how is this going to happen? I can't see Stefanski. You know, he'll be involved with the game plan, but if he's not there, is the NFL going to allow him to pull a Nick Saban? Is he going to be able to test himself out with some rapid testing, or is there going to allow him maybe potentially to be up in the booth and not be around anybody and have a booth and maybe coach from the top, because he's the offensive coordinator. So how do you win? You talk about competitive advantage, and this was my biggest fear, Alan. My biggest fear was that we were going to get into the postseason, and COVID was going to tilt the scales of a competitive advantage. And I think that's what potentially could be happening right now. You don't know what players are affected. We don't know how they're going to prepare. They have to isolate. The biggest game in recent franchise history is going to be coached by not your head coach, and it's going to be played by players at which you may not be able to count on. Remember, Olivier Vernon, I believe, tore his Achilles. He's not going to be available. So you're already, you know, fighting, you know, from behind the eight ball. And now, you know, COVID. When can they come back? And the good thing is, at least their game is on Sunday, because they give them an extra day to prepare and also an extra day to heal. But, man, I tell you what, man, Cleveland just can't catch a break. And this could be a short run. We were thinking that maybe it can be a short run to begin with, and we were hoping that this running game was going to be able to carry the day, because if you put it in the hands of Baker Mayfield and you have a guy that's sitting there that's maybe calling the plays that doesn't have a rhythm, doesn't know really what Baker does well, doesn't have the timing for when Baker's on, when he's not on, and what plays to put him on, you know, I think this can be a short run, and I think they can blame COVID directly for it. And you don't want that to be the excuse. You want to say, hey, we lost, you know, full strength. We lost because we just weren't the better team. You don't want to say we lost because we didn't have our leader. And when we think about leaders, sometimes we think about quarterbacks. And in terms of Cleveland, the leader is Stefanski. He's the guy with the secret sauce, right? He's the guy who turned Baker Mayfield around and figured out a way to win in spite of him, not because of him.
Well, we know how. Don't throw the ball as much and turn it into a ground and pound team, which is exactly what they've become. That running game is ferocious. And of course, if they're missing either of those guys, that's the bigger part. Obviously, Nick Chubb and how good he has been. So we'll keep an eye on that story, of course, as the NFL playoffs now begin. An unprecedented wild card weekend coming up with six games, the three games on each day, Saturday and Sunday. It just makes for a couch potato weekend. You almost hope it's going to be bad weather, so there's no reason to go outside.
Yeah, it's going to be a jogging. It's going to be jogging pants weekend.
It is. It is no doubt about it.
I'm trying to figure out how many stains I'm going to have on my pants.
Who cares?
How many stains I'm going to have in nacho sauce? You know what I mean? Salsa. You know, all kind of hot dogs floating around. I don't care.
This is a high caloric weekend.
No honey-do list for me. Don't call me. Don't say nothing to me. Keep the kids away from me. Y'all just had Christmas and New Year's. This is my damn holiday. How about that?
You need me to go shopping? As long as I can do it on an app, I'll help you out. Other than that, this is where I grab my phone. You need me to vacuum the house? All right, let me hit that Roomba app. Go ahead. You want me to walk the dog, put him on a treadmill, whatever it takes. But this weekend's going to feel so much like, you know, when March Madness begins, that first weekend NCAA tournament, where there's just game after game after game. Like, that is the best. I mean, that is the best right now. And that's what I loved about them expanding the playoffs. But now you have this story, because this is what we've been dealing with. 2020 kind of still is hanging around, even though it's over. COVID didn't go anywhere. And so we'll see what impact this has. And, of course, we'll keep an eye on that story for you. But as we begin Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, I think that there's another story that we're following here, especially in New York, because of the residual effects of what happened. And it's a continuing story about the Philadelphia Eagles and Doug Peterson's decision to go with his third-string quarterback in a game that had the game mattered in the standings. The game mattered to the Giants. It mattered to Washington. It didn't matter to the Eagles, but the Eagles played. The players played like it mattered. There's a pride there. And so they decide to go with Sudfeld. And I said this yesterday on our show. I'll say it again. If I'm Nate Sudfeld, I'm like, why does the whole country think I suck? Like, because I went in a game, we're tanking? Like, is that how bad I am? It's not like we pulled Bobby Boucher out and said, you know, hey, we need you to play. Like, it's not like you just took somebody out of the crowd and had him play. You know, that's not what happened. So, like, that for him, it's got to be embarrassing to read and see all these takes about how the Eagles tried to lose because they put that guy in the game. But never mind that. It's the visual of it, right? Jalen Hurts is your starter. He wasn't playing great, but there was no injury, and there's absolutely no reason for him to be just sitting on the sideline in the fourth quarter of a game that was still very much winnable. And so that happened. Doug Peterson gave his reasoning, saying that he felt Sudfeld had earned it. He's been here 4 years, wanted to give him a look. Oh, really? Because Jalen Hurts is a young quarterback that you're thinking might replace Carson Wentz. Maybe you are. And so don't you want to see what he can do in crunch time of a game that actually does matter? It's a meaningful game, maybe not for you, but for the opponent. So let me see how you react in winning time, in the crucible. But that didn't happen. They instead went to the third-string quarterback. Okay, fine. But the Giant reaction to this. Now, you can say all you want about how the Giants, you only won six games, and you had a chance to win in Philly. You blew that week seven, and so that's on you. You should have just taken care of your own business and not rely on somebody else. That's fine. But I want you to hear something that Joe Judge said, and I find this to be this is another example, I feel, of a resistance to something we've seen in your league, Bart. Since you're retired, the NFL has more and more started to become like the NBA. There are two different sports. There's two different ways to play and mentalities. Yet there is sort of this sense of an NBA influence on the NFL, and Joe Judge is not here for it. Take a listen to this.
There's a number of sacrifices been made by all the players and coaches in this league. There's a number of sacrifices that come along as well with the family members of the people connected to them. To disrespect the effort that everyone put forward to make this season a success for the National Football League, to disrespect the game by going out there and not competing for 60 minutes and doing everything you can to help those players win, we will never do that as long as I'm the head coach of the New York Giants.
We will never do that. We will never do that if we have a playoff game wrapped up in Saquon Barkley. We're going to put him out there, and we're going to play the game the way they're supposed to be played. We're going to fight to the end, tooth and nail. Nah, bah, humbug. Shut up. Miss me with all that crap. All you had to do was win and beat a real football team. How about beat the Ravens and deserve your way to the playoffs? How about beat the Cleveland Browns and earn their way? You played the homecoming game against the Cowboys. Shut up. 6-10. It is no crying in football. You cannot control what I'm doing over here. You know, we used to have this saying when I was with Baltimore, farm your own land. Keep your eyes on your luggage, right? Because I can do whatever I want to do in my yard. Mind your business. So if I want to say, hey, I think it's more beneficial for me to get the 6th overall pick so I can get, you know, you talk about how many quarterbacks arguably is it in this draft? 4, right? We talk about it. Maybe 4 quarterbacks in this draft. Okay, so if I'm at number 6, we don't need no quarterback, maybe, or we don't think we want a quarterback. So that means I get the 1st or 2nd best non-quarterback. So I'd rather have that because guess what? That's going to make my team better, especially if I'm moving away from Carson Wentz. So I don't care about your feelings being hurt. I don't care about you going to the postseason. Matter of fact, ha, 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 take it to the head. Because I remember for years, all the Giants fans used to say, oh, Philadelphia, ha, 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 the only team within the division that didn't have a championship. Guess what? We got us one now. Guess what? Ours is more recent than yours. And guess what? I think I like Ron Rivera because he coached with me for 5 years underneath Andy Reid. So I'm going to throw my boy a bone and take care of your boy because he's my boy. And I can say what? Guess what? I hated you when you was with New England, and I hate you now when you're within the division. So kick rocks, homie. Kick rocks and enjoy watching the playoffs and figure out, you know, Danny Dimes and his junior whopper hands and figure out how he can hold on to the damn football. How about that one?
How about you made my point for me? How about you just did that for me? You took all the heavy lifting away.
I didn't mean that. I didn't mean to do that.
Well, you didn't? Because you just basically said exactly what I'm saying. First and foremost, they absolutely did tank. That's what you're saying. I like Ron Rivera better. I coached with him, so I want him to win. It's the NFC East. You don't want anybody to win. You're supposed to hate each other. I'll tell you this right now. That's a fireable offense. And I like Doug Peterson. That's a fireable offense. If you're telling me you made that decision because I like Ron Rivera and I want to stick it to Joe Judge, what are you doing?
So tell me this.
Like that stuff got, and I'll tell you what else. Kelsey said this a couple of weeks ago. A good friend, Kimberly Martin, put this on Twitter after that game because she was wondering if they would let him talk again because it was a couple of weeks ago where he said stuff like that, where you have to put your players in position to win because it doesn't matter what the record is. He says it's not like the NBA where a high draft pick turns your fortunes around overnight. It doesn't work that way in the NFL. Oh, that high draft pick can help you, but it's not going to turn your fortunes around in one season. It doesn't do that.
Moving from
9-6 is nice, but also having a culture of winning. You just won a Super Bowl a couple of years ago, and now you're telling me that you're going to be more about the process? The process is dead, man. It doesn't work. They learned that in that city in Philadelphia. It doesn't work. Don't tell me, oh, well, you got Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. It's almost been 10 years, guys. What have you done? What have you done since then? So I don't believe in that stuff. I don't. Now, I will admit, when the Jets won their game this year, was I a little upset? Because Trevor Lawrence is not going to be
You cried upset. Like a baby.
I admit I was not happy about that. But those are different circumstances. The Jets are a franchise that hasn't won in a decade. They won the last time you were playing. And you're old now.
Oh,
you're 40.
You're
a man. But you understand what I'm saying. But you are making my point. That's a fireable offense, what you did to your players. Bart, if you were out there giving everything you had, and you were out there still making tackles and still trying to win a game in week 16, week 17, game 16, and your coach put out, how about this? If Rex put out Tim Tebow, no offense to him, but if he put out Tim Tebow for the 4th quarter of a game that didn't matter, and you're out there still making tackles, what would you say? Would you be like, oh, yeah, we're still trying to win?
The game doesn't matter. Guess what? We've done that a lot. And let me tell you
Stop
something.
It.
Philadelphia told you they were doing that when they decided not to put Trevor Fletcher Cox
Carson?
At risk.
Oh.
He didn't put Carson Wentz. Didn't even dress him. Because guess what? God forbid he gets hurt and I can't trade him and get some compensation for him because he wants out. Trevor, you know, Carson Wentz is a gift that's going to continue to keep giving for the Philadelphia Eagles. Because guess what? If they trade him to Indianapolis and you get a second-round draft pick and you are able to dump his money off your salary, that is a win-win. You want to talk about, you know, it's a fireable offense? Are you going to fire him and then hire him when you get Devonta Smith? You need a great receiver. You saw what Justin Jefferson did for Minnesota, breaking the rookie record, breaking Randy Moss record. Are you kidding me? Well, yeah, Mr. Randy Watson. but you understand what I'm saying? Devonta Smith can come there and change your organization around, and you can give Jalen Hurts what he needs. You can give that offense what he needs. And that is a premier, top-flight, top-notch wide receiver because you messed up getting Rieger. You had an opportunity to get Justin Jefferson last year, and you wouldn't even happen to be having this tankathon or doing whatever you're doing.
Are you pointing the finger at Howie Roseman then? Is this a Howie Roseman?
I ain't sugarcoating nothing. You know me better than that. I call names. I name names. Absolutely. Howie Roseman went all in with ownership and saying, guess what? We need to win a championship. We've never won one. They went all in. Everything now is just gravy. They're going to reset and recalibrate and figure out they're $64 million over the cap. We need to get better. To do that, we need players. We have no equity. We have nobody that we can get rid of. We need to have guys, you know, we have to make tough decisions. They got to make tough decisions. One of the tough decisions was saying, you know what, we're going to take the L and we're going to get the 6th overall pick and we're going to make sure that we can get the best player to improve our football team. And we're going to send Carson Wentz because he wants to whine like a little baby. We're going to send him to Indy back with Frank Wright. We're going to do right by him. And guess what? We need a second and maybe a fourth because they gave up for Buckner last year. So it's a win-win. So you think if I care that it affects the New York Football Giants, the team that I can't stand, the team that's been walking around like the nerds in school that you try and put in the locker every day saying, I'm rubbering your glue, whatever you say to me bounces off of me and sticks to you. Those guys that have rubbed our face in, the fact that they got Lombardi trophies, and now we got one. Screw you. Stop it, Joe Judge. Get off your high horse. Win a damn game.
Wrong.
How about that?
Wrong. All of it. All of it, dude. All of it wrong.
First time I've been told I was wrong, but I'm usually right.
But this is so against everything you're about, which is why I don't understand it. Look at the Giants' perspective. A young team that really started to come on later in the season with a new coach who clearly knows what he's doing and has that culture in the right place, which for the Giants, you couldn't say since Tom Coughlin walked out of that door. You can't say that about them, that they had. They have
like
a rock-solid foundation and culture now. And they were a team that was on the rise. They had an injury to their quarterback, their young quarterback, and then they had a couple of hiccups. They got healthy by the end, and they did what they were supposed to do is win that last game and set it up.
They won one out of three. They won one out of their last three.
Their quarterback was hurt. Colt McCoy was their quarterback. What were you expecting? The defense did their job. He didn't. You don't have Saquon. You don't have your starting running back. You don't have your starting quarterback. And you still had a chance in a really bad division.
Right.
I'm just saying if I'm the NFL, I don't like this. I don't want this to start to become a precedent. That game had implications for other franchises.
Don't matter.
That game cost somebody money, and it might cost somebody a job. And it might in the future if you allow this to happen in your league.
It's always happened. Why do you think the NFL decided to take teams and say, we're going to make the last games divisional games? Because it used to be where teams used to rest their players all the time. Nobody said anything to Jim Caldwell when they were 14-0 and they let us measly Jets in because Peyton Manning sat down the second half of the game. Like, it's always happened.
How'd that work out?
It worked out great for us and worked out great for them. Because guess what? We came back to them and they beat us. But they came back and beat us. Who cares who it affected? Because guess what? I only care about me. I'm Roscoe Jenkins. I'm about the team, a damn me. You think I care what happens to another organization? They ain't putting no cheese on my taco. They ain't putting no money in my pocket. So why the hell do I care how it affects anybody else? I'm worried about myself, and that's what the Philadelphia Eagles have to worry about, and those are the only people they have to be accountable to. You know what I mean? I don't care about what happened. I couldn't even tell you who the team that didn't get in because Peyton Manning decided to go eat tacos and eat sunflower seeds in the second half of the game. It don't matter to me.
Did you really make a Roscoe Jenkins reference in the very first segment of appearance on national radio?
Well, you know I love cinema.
I'm well aware of that. But I wonder how many people in all the affiliates that we are in right now have any idea what you mean by – now, I know Roscoe Jenkins, and I know that reference, and we've been doing this show for a year together, so I read it. But I wonder how many people are going – because, A, you're talking really fast with a lot of energy – so they're trying to keep up with you. And then you go Roscoe Jenkins, and now it's like you hit the brakes and go, whoa, what?
Okay, let me slow it
Everybody's
down.
Everybody's got to Google Roscoe Jenkins, right, and we go from there.
Let me slow it down for people. A lot of times I know you guys are just new to listening to us. Some of the people in the New York area, we have a couple fans from around the world. You know, we just have San Diego. Yep. We have some San Antonio. We have some North Krakalakin. We have some North Krakalakin. I love that Bojangles. But you know, on this show, guys, you're going to hear a lot of movie references and a lot of references to music. Because guess what? I'm an 80s baby, and I was raised like the Truman Show. I had nobody to play with, so I watched TV. Right? I thought Bill Cosby was my dad. I just didn't know what he was doing to the pudding. I didn't know he was doing that with the pudding, so now he can't be my dad no more because he's doing, he's doing 10 to 20 right now somewhere with R. Kelly. But I tell you what, you're going to hear a lot of references to movies and music, and that's how I speak. So when I'm talking Roscoe Jenkins is a movie by Martin Lawrence, and it's Team of Me.
And let them Google it. It's Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. You can save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit Progressive.com. Coming up, Jay Will, good friend of the show, going to join us from KJZ, and he's going to talk to us about what's happening in New York in basketball and what's happening in Golden State, a revival perhaps. A lot to discuss on the NBA side of things, and I need his take. He's a Giants fan. I need his Jersey guy. Got to get his take on what happened with the Eagles. Barnhart, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, Bart. So we got some reaction to the Joe Judge comments about what the Eagles did. You and I definitely differ on this.
Did they hit us on a tweet?
Yeah, we did. They hit us on at Barton Hunt on Twitter. So Mark D says, finally, thank you, Bart. Enough with the boo-hoo. It's a disgrace to the NFL. Joe Judge gave an FDR-level speech nonsense. Team went 6-10. Be outraged about that. But then Joseph Albanese then tweets, preach on to me. Doug Peterson should be flat out fired for what he pulled on Sunday night. So I do think that there's going to be differing opinions about this. But if you're the NFL, you can't like this. And now you go into your playoffs and you hope this just gets pushed aside. But if in Philadelphia, though, that organization, we can all agree it right now is they're at a crossroads. They've got a lot of issues going on. What they do with Carson Wentz, what they do with Peterson, what they do with that $64 million over the cap that they're dealing with. It's a big offseason for that franchise. It only a couple of years ago gave their fans something they have waited for a very long time, and that is a Super Bowl championship. And by the way, that was Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
Well, we saw this as well. I know we got Jay Weezy.
Yeah.
But, we saw this, and I know I'll be interested to see what Jason wants to say about it. But we saw this with Baltimore when Art Modell went all in. He brought in Rod Woodson. He brought in Shannon Sharpe, Saragusa. And then what happens is you only can keep that together for so long. But they did that because they wanted the championship. They were a laughing stock of the division. So the fact that they have to reload and they have to start over, but they got their championship, makes it all worth it. The reason why we clown the process is because they tanked, because they tanked forever and they didn't get the end result.
It was right. Exactly. It never paid off. It's a good point. What would you sacrifice for a ring? Would you give up then? We always remember we used to talk about this during the pandemic with all the different questions. And we'll ask Jay Will. Jay Will joins us right now via the Goodyear hotline. What's up, Jay? Everything good with you?
First off, congratulations, boys.
Thank you, man.
I love this show. Stoked for you guys. Let's do it. Let's go in hard right away.
Hey, Jay Weezy, same. Listen, Jay Weezy, same new show, same headset. I get electrocuted like every 3-4 minutes, so it's all good. I got the alpha.
Right. Those watching on ESPN Plus, when you see Bart pixelate, it's not his signal; it's the headphones. His whole body's pixelating. It actually happens because he's getting zapped. I mean, we got up the
new
budget
show,
here.
But Bart, nothing's changed. I like it.
So you say go hard right in. So do you want to go straight to Kevin Durant's?
No, not yet. Let's get his
name
going
first.
Too soon.
Take me on one date first. You know what I mean? Jeez, I'm talking more about like I am. So I heard you guys before, and I'll be quick on this one. Like every time I listen to Doug Peterson talk, I get frustrated. I get pissed off. Now, I'm a Giants fan. I could care less about the Giants not making it. They should have won. They should have won more than 6 games. They should not have been 6-10. Win the games you're supposed to win.
Right.
But people sit up there and talk about like Joe Judge doesn't have an actual, you know, like an actual good take on this. Like my thing is, if you're gonna throw the game, because that's what they did. They didn't tank the game. If you tank the game, why are you playing Jalen Hurts? Why are you playing Zach Ertz? Why are you playing Jason Kelce? Don't play them. Don't play your star players. That's what the Chiefs did. That's what the Steelers did. So if you're worried about it, don't hit me this whole thing like, well, I want to give reps. Like, our third-string quarterback's upfielded. I want to get him playing time to see. Don't lie to me. Don't act like I'm stupid. Like, I'm not stupid. We see what's going on. Just tell me what I saw. Is what you know is going on, is going down. But the fact that you try to lie to me, and I think that's what gets me frustrated about every time I listen to Doug Peterson talk at these post games and the way he's handled Carson Wentz and the way he's handled Jalen Hurts. It's like, hey, man, if you're Bill Belichick, I get it. You won 6 Super Bowls. Like, your rings speak for themselves. You won 1 Super Bowl. I get it. And that was on Nick Foles' back. He took you guys to a different promised land after Carson Wentz helped you get there. But, man, like, don't talk to me like you have all the answers all the time. It just sounds arrogant.
Yeah, and I hear what you're saying. But, you know, the fact is, like, the reason why Zach Ertz was playing, the reason why Kelce was playing, because you do want to protect your young quarterback from getting hurt. The reason why they put all their defensive players down, because it didn't matter. Because on that side of the ball, you just want some guys to run around and have fun. But you have to put a couple – because we had to do this sometimes in Baltimore. You know, you don't want to risk a good player getting hurt and have to get surgery the next year. But you knew a guy like Zach Ertz probably wasn't going to be back, so you want to put him out there to show to the world that he's healthy. That's why he was the last one into the locker room, because he knew because of the salary cap issues that they have, and the fact that the guy Goddard is starting to play ball, that he's an easy replacement, a cheaper replacement, that he's going to be going anyway. So you want to let Zach Ertz prove to everybody who he had injuries throughout the year that he can still play, and he still can play at a high level. But also that allows you to be able to evaluate everybody. Now, if this was a defensive team, where they had people out and Ray Lewis was playing, you think Haloti Ngata isn't going to play? You think some of these guys that protect him isn't going to play? So they wanted to evaluate and protect Jalen Hurts, so they decided to play the offensive stars and let the defensive stars rest and say, you know what, we're going to – because the last thing you want is to have a star player that you're planning on cutting getting hurt, and then you can't cut him without giving them an injury settlement.
All right, just say that to me, though. Don't try to – it's embarrassing when you get on national TV and say, well, I was trying to win the game. You know what I mean? Like, didn't tell me what the strategy was. And my only thing is, too, like, I'm curious. I don't know this for a fact. But, Bart, like, you've been a player in the league. You've been around those star basketball players. Like, I know on the basketball side, if we are going to take a game, like, I'm usually going to get some kind of insight from my coach. Like, if I'm a star player, my coach is going to say, hey, look, man, I'm going to need you to take your foot off the gas on this one. Get it? Like, damn. Really? Really, coach? Yeah. I'm going to need you to do that.
Communication's
okay.
Everything.
I don't rock with it, but Like, I'm watching the players' reactions on the sideline, and I'm hearing reports about guys being held back from Doug Peterson in the locker room. Jalen Hurts didn't look like he got any insight from anybody saying, hey, take your foot off the gas. Like, they look like all those dudes are trying to win, especially after I hear Jason Kelce give me a speech on December 15th about how he respects the integrity of the game and guys want to win games and are trying to play every game to win.
100% agree with that. And that's, I think that's what you, when you saw that on the sideline, that's when you knew that this was not something that all these guys understood was part of the game plan. Communication's everything. And it does feel like in that organization that that is broken down over the last couple. I mean, you heard Carson Wentz doesn't seem too happy about things in Philadelphia either. Not happy with Doug Peterson. At least that's the reports from Mort and from Shefty. And if that's the case, you're seeing a breakdown. So coaches left there, and it hasn't been the same since those guys left, including Frank Reich. So we'll see what this offseason means for them. But I'm with you. And again, if you're talking about you're trying to develop some players, you want to see them, you want to showcase them, whatever it is, wouldn't Jalen Hurts, the rookie quarterback that you drafted, that you might have to replace Carson Wentz with, wouldn't you want to see him in winning time in the Crucible? I would, but they didn't, and that's that. Now, you mentioned coaching and you mentioned communication. So, Jay, let's transition into the NBA. Because I do want to ask this, and I know everybody's going to say, because of your background, it's like I'm not allowed to talk about the Nets, but I'm going to. Because I've watched them. I've watched a lot of their games. And I'll tell you what, there is a legend, Hall of Fame legend player that I talked to the other day that watches them regularly. And he said to them, they play street ball. He's like, they don't do anything structured. It's street ball. They try to out-talent you. They don't play any defense at all. And that's an issue. Now, I know they'll be without KD now for about four games because of his exposure to COVID. But what you've seen in these first seven games or so, do you see it that way too? That there's really not a lot of structure here, that they just look like they're trying to live off their talent? And is this sustainable? Because there's way too much talent on that roster for them to be 3-4 at the beginning of this season.
Number one, I think the team that is playing the best right now in the East is the 76ers, even though yes. We're only like 7 or 8 games in. Right, and that's kind of a dichotomy between having Doc Rivers there. Number two, Alan, I've been on your show multiple times where I say they will be the most polished street ball version of a team that you will ever see. I've said that. Like that's what Brooklyn is going to be. Like the Brooklyn Nets Arena, Barclay, and I have courtside seats there, becomes like the new age Rucker Park. That will be the challenge for Mike D'Antoni and Steve Nash. Like, how do you put a set of systems in place to help this team when they have so much talent? That guys are able to do it in a free-flowing style. And that's going to always be the challenge for this team. Kevin Durant can score whenever he wants. Kyrie has the ball on the string. Caris LeVert can score. Spencer Dinwiddie, before he tore his ACL, can score at any time. Like, there aren't going to be a lot of sets because your star players feel like they can get to where they want to get at any juncture of the game. But this is where you need somebody, and this is what Steve Nash is going to have to continue to push himself on. You need somebody to be a demonstrative coach and say, this is the scheme we are running, and we need to run that. And that's going to be the challenge moving forward for Steve Nash, considering this is his first year. And let's be real about it. Mike D'Antoni, like, he has that style. Like, this is exactly what Mike D'Antoni does. I mean, that's what Houston was to a degree. It was a different alternative style of street ball, but it was another layer of it. I mean, with Russell Westbrook and James Harden. So, it's ultimately going to be up to Steve Nash to what kind of system he puts in place.
Now, tell me this. How does the loss of Dinwiddie affect their chances of potentially trading for Harden when it comes to the trade deadline? Does that affect – is it not just enough pieces that Houston will want to want back now that Dinwiddie's not there?
I don't know. You know, I would actually say that maybe Spencer Dinwiddie getting hurt maybe makes the Brooklyn Nets to look at the scenario differently now. Right before, when everybody's healthy, do I really need to train for James Harden?
Yeah,
I don't know. Like Spencer Dinwiddie, starter, Karras coming off the bench. I got multiple guys that can score. You know, now I'm looking at things like, man, like we need a scoring punch. We need somebody to help make plays. Right? Like, do I want to package a Karras, LeVert, and somebody else? Like, now do I want to go down that avenue?
Right.
Because of what happened to Spencer Dinwiddie, I'm looking at the scenario a tad bit differently now for the Brooklyn Nets.
Jay, we appreciate you, man.
Too short.
Yeah, no, that was definitely like you.
I didn't even get hit.
Like 20.
You guys have a national show. You know,
here's the best part, too. normally, Jay, by the end of our conversations,
I didn't get him
finding ways
step.
To get off. Right, exactly. You never habitually stepped. He's usually trying to get off the line, like, guys, I got to go, or, hey, it was great talking to you guys. Like, we never got that because we didn't get that far.
I'm going to have to shoot my shot a little sooner next time because I was definitely going to DeAndre Jordan.
Oh, my God.
Next week, I don't want any no more playing games. I don't want to hear any of the excuses about it. It's my first day on the national show. You better come correct next week,
son. That's a bet.
Appreciate you, man. Thanks
right,
so
guys.
Much. Jay Williams giving a straight talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. All right, so it's been exciting football season, hasn't it? Luckily for us football fans, there's still more action to be had, and DraftKings is here to help you make it rain. DraftKings is America's leading daily fantasy app, paying out over $7 billion to their players. Download the DraftKings daily fantasy app now and use my promo code HAHN, H-A-H-N. Bart, what is it?
HAHN.
For a limited time, new customers can get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes this week. That's promo code
HAHN.
Get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes with your first deposit. Only at DraftKings. Make it rain. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Steph Curry, the chef, has it going again. What does it mean for Golden State? We will discuss next. Bart and HAHN, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and HAHN, and on the radio, you're hearing a little rock. Yes, yes. The people have to understand, too. On the radio side of things, you will be hearing as much of the classic hip-hop as possible because that's what Bart and I are all about.
That's what we do.
Anything 90s and back, like Gen X stuff, and if you don't like it, I apologize to absolutely no one. Today's the day for doing, and Steph Curry got it done again last night. He is now, Bart, averaging 32 points a game over the first seven games, and the Warriors are 4-3. Here in New York, everybody's excited about a Knicks team that's 4-3. Well, the Warriors are 4-3 as well. And as we look at them right now, Draymond Green came back. Like, are they a team that you could still say, you know what, with Steph Curry playing at this level, they could still be a contender?
No, absolutely. I think they'll make the playoffs postseason just barely. I think, you know, the ownership going all the way in with Oubre, I think that, you know, Wiggins and Wiseman has been as advertised. I think they're going to have a shot. They have to learn how to play with each other. But what I always get worried about with Steph Curry, when he starts putting up these type of numbers, these type of minutes, his body's so little and fragile that he usually breaks down. So yeah. I think that it's a supernova. It may be great right now while we see it, but it could burn out and flame out quickly in those Under Armour basketball shoes.
Wonder if they'll be used to life as also Rans, but they got rings. As we mentioned, that's all that matters. Steph Curry getting it done. Brought to you by the Home Depot with everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, easier. Welcome to today's Home Depot. How doers get more done. Coming up next is six NFL vacancies. Bart will power rank the best of them all. Coming up next, Bart and HAHN, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.